The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Hey, welcome in. We are in Wabunsee, Alma, Kansas, for the Wabunsee Substate here on this Thursday evening here on 92.1 FM KMZA Seneca. Substate semifinal action here from Alma as it's the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs taking on the Bennington Bulldogs here this evening. Winner will head to the championship game on Saturday here at 5 o'clock in Alma. Thanks for joining us here this evening alongside my partner Chris Boswell. I'm Jake Spaulding. Kurt Kilman back at the studios here this evening as we've got a great matchup of the Twin Valley League and the Heart of America League as these two teams match up for the first time this season here in the 2A Girls Substate semifinal round. Plenty of action going around the league and the area here tonight. After this game concludes, we'll send you off to Highland as it'll be the Donovan West Substate. On the guide side, Troy taking on Centralia in the semifinal round. In Highland, that'll be following our game here in Alma tonight. Also going on tonight, Hayden and Perry LeCompton boys at 7:30. That's going to be on 103.9 FM KNZA. And at 6 o'clock, starting here in about 15 minutes, it's Hiawatha at Sabetha on 103.9 KNZA. But, Bozzy, we're here in Alma. We've got our preseason dark horse team that we've been keeping tabs on all year long. And it's the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs have everything in front of them, heading potentially to a state tournament yet again.
Yeah, they've been playing really good basketball really all season. You know, we had an opportunity to watch them in the TVL tournament, and, you know, they played some great basketball. That is a fantastic tournament. The competition is ridiculous. They didn't get the win in the league tournament, but they've only got five losses on the season. They come into tonight 16-5. Playing really good basketball. I am super excited to tip this one off. It's kind of substate time. It's ready to get things going.
No doubt. We've got a great matchup here tonight. Again, Valley Heights, Boz mentioned it. They are 16-5 this season, taking on 12-9 Bennington. The Bulldogs from Bennington, underneath head coach Tracy Pifo, they are averaging 42 points per game, allowing just 38 points a game. So about a 4.5-point average difference in their contest this year. For the Mustangs, they are averaging 54 points a game and allowing just 43 points, so that 11-point differential between their opponents this season. Valley Heights, they like to put the pressure on. They like to keep the pressure going throughout the game as well. They come into this semifinal round ranked fifth in the Max Preps rankings and not ranked in the KBCA final poll. Something that Boz and I talked about in our scoreboard show last Friday night. And they're coached by Mr. Jordan Brockstrom, who's taking some time with us here before tip-off, Coach. Yeah. Thanks for taking some time.
No problem. Appreciate it.
Man, as you guys get ready for a semifinal match like tonight, you know, we talked on the phone earlier this week about some things. And what is your message to the kids right now as you're in the semifinal? You guys have been in this situation plenty of times.
Yeah, we really try to take a one-game approach, and that's the message we've been preaching to the kids throughout the week is one game at a time, and at this point of the year, that's all it is one game at a time, you're done. So we've tried to approach like any other game and prepare well. But, we put a lot of emphasis on rebounding and turnovers. So if we win those two categories, we usually do all right. So that'll be the objective today.
So, Coach, my thing here, trying to get all this figured out, you know, I remember these days. I remember being in your shoes and the excitement that comes with the substate. You know, how's the energy and excitement on your team? How are they feeling right now?
They're pumped. I think they're sick of practicing and watching films. I think they're just ready to see the real deal. So, no, they usually bring good energy. That's what we expect of them today. So I think their moods and spirits are in a good place.
You're coming off a good season last year as well, the year before. I mean, again, when I talked about the history of you coaching this squad, it's very, very good. As you come into this semifinal game tonight, you play in the Twin Valley League. How prepared does that make your team to make a deep tournament push?
Well, I think it's been huge for us, honestly. And we're the only 2A school in our league. But luckily, the 1A schools in our league are very, very, very competitive.
Yeah.
And they do well if they year in, year out. So it does prepare us well. I know the Bennington's from a strong league, too. So when you play such good teams, you might acquire some losses. And I think that's kind of what this substate looks like. I think there's good teams in it. This is 5, 6, 8 losses, and any of them can make a run in the state.
So looking at Bennington, you mentioned them coming from a strong league. I mean, I'm sure you've done, you know, you scouted, done all that stuff. What can we expect to see maybe a little bit from Bennington tonight?
Well, they're going to guard the whole court. So they're going to get out and try to establish a physical presence early. You know, I've seen them do a different kind of pressures, different zone presses, man press. We were kind of ready for whatever they send out. I think we'll just kind of feel them out early and go from there.
Let's talk about your kids here briefly, Coach, then we'll let you get back at it again. We're talking with head coach Jordan Brockerman of the Mustang right now. And Coach, I mean, I'm not sure if you're aware, but you guys were our dark horse pick beginning of the season to make a deep run and improve from a season ago. And when we're talking about your team, especially with Maggie Turber, Delana Merck, Audrey, Ava Smith, Mia Vermetten, those are your core five, but you guys go eight, maybe nine off the bench. What's that depth mean for you?
Well, it's been great for us, and honestly, I think that's why we've been able to have a good season is our practices have been really, really competitive, and the girls really get after each other in practice, and sometimes you wish everybody could see that because sometimes we have really good games and really good competition in practice, and, you know, if they're going to do that to each other, they'll do it to an opposing team when they get out to compete. But it's been nice for us. It's helped us when a girl gets in foul trouble. But, I mean, there's really a comfort of any group of five of those eight. We really feel comfortable with.
Well, Coach, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes. Good luck tonight, and we'll chat with you later.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
good luck, Coach.
Yep, take care.
All right, Coach Jordan Brockerman of the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs, again, 16-5 on the season, Boz. And, again, he's a great coach. He knows what's the task in front of him. But the ability for him to take a few minutes to come over and chat with us, his girls are prepared. They know the routine. And every time I was bringing that up, as I said, are you sure you want to talk right before tip-off? He said, our girls are ready to go.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, thinking back to my days on the bench, I don't know that I would have taken time during the pregame warm-up to come get on the radio and talk a little bit. I mean, yeah. You're so focused on everything that's going on with the team. And for me, I was always kind of watching my team's warm-up. I want to see if they're engaged and locked in and ready to go. I'm also kind of looking at the opposing team. Obviously, Valley Heights has not played Bennington, so you're seeing them live, you know, as opposed to on a video, a scout, that type of deal. So I was always keeping my eye on them. So kudos to Coach coming over, giving us a few minutes and getting some thoughts. I just don't know if I could have done it.
No doubt about it. And again, tonight we've got a great matchup here between Bennington and Valley Heights for the Mustangs. Leading the way, Maggie Turber. She's a 5'8" senior, Boz, averages 14 points a game. And maybe the statistic that Coach Brockerman pointed out to me that is really important is the four steals a game. Because this is a team, they're going to run man pressure, full court pressure early on. They're going to switch to some zone at some point in this game because he thinks that that's going to really affect Bennington. But when you've got a guard that can score the ball for you so well, but play great defense as well.
Yeah, and it's a huge asset when you have a player like that can get out and defend. She can score, but she's got great hands. She's going to get deflections, and she anticipates things really well, which leads her to getting those steals throughout the course of a ball game. And it's impressive. Like I said, we had a chance to watch Valley Heights a couple times, and they do get after it a little bit. They're going to pressure you. They're going to bring different looks defensively, and you know, I think a big key, anytime you get into sub-states, defense is what's going to carry you. That's your constant. And this Valley Heights team, they play great defense.
Boz does a great job keeping extra statistics throughout the games that we broadcast. And I'm excited about the rebounding side of it because Bennington, they've got a size advantage against Valley Heights here tonight with 5'11 junior Alyssa Wolf, as well as Ava Lawson, a 5'11 senior down low for the Bulldogs. Compared to Valley Heights, where, Boz, they just don't show a whole lot of height. That's where Coach Brockerman really wants to see these girls get out and move, get out and transition, and have those opportunities to not let Bennington settle in.
Well, a great way, if you're kind of going to look at it from a perspective of a height advantage or not, one of the ways that you can negate that height advantage is pressure on the guards. Don't give them easy entry passes into the post. And, seeing Valley Heights play, I know they're going to pressure the ball. Anytime you're a guard for the opposing team and you're looking onto the block or inside to make that pass, if you've got somebody in your grill, hands up, harassing you, that makes it really hard to get those entry passes. So I look forward to them really putting pressure on Bennington here tonight.
We got some great officials here tonight as well. We've got a great night planned for you here in Alma. We're going to take our first pregame timeout as we've got
Valley Heights girls taking on Bennington here in a semifinal in Class 2A here at the Alma Wabunsee. Sub-state winner goes to the goes to the 2A championship sub-state game on Saturday. We're back in 2 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network on 92.1 FM, KMZA Seneca. Jake and Paz hanging out with you on a Thursday night at Substate Semifinal Girls Basketball here in the 2A classification. We're at the Alma Wabunsee Substate, where Valley Heights, the Lady Mustangs, taking on the Bennington Bulldogs here in a battle for a chance to get to the title game on Saturday. This is a matchup of top seed Valley Heights taking on the 4 seed Bennington in this Substate. Still alive on the bottom side of the bracket, the 2 and the 3 seeds, Salina Sacred Heart. They defeated Lincoln in the opening round 65-12. They will take on a Wabunsee team, Boz, that I got to see on Monday night as they took down Jackson Heights 77-55.
Put the points up.
They could score in a hurry, and that's a very good Wabunsee team. I haven't seen any Salina Sacred Heart, but I will tell you that my gut reaction is that this, from the bottom side, will be a Wabunsee Charger team awaiting the winner of our game here tonight of Valley Heights and Bennington. We definitely are hoping that it's a Valley Heights victory. We expect a Valley Heights victory. What keys are in this matchup for Valley Heights to be victorious?
So I think starting out with keys, we're going to look defensively. I think it's important for Valley Heights to establish a presence defensively, try to frustrate Bennington a little bit. I know Valley Heights, they'll get out, they'll put some full-court man pressure, they'll do some full-court zone pressure. I think that's going to be big. I think the other key defensively, though, is in the half court, not allowing entry passes into the post where Bennington could take advantage of their height. On the offensive side of things, I think it's going to be big for Valley Heights to get their scores going early. Maggie Turber, we've talked about that. She's averaging 14 points a game.
Yeah.
Getting her off and running. The thing with her, though, you don't really necessarily have to get her shots in within the offense because she's going to get some steals, get some layups. That'll get her going. But also, Ava Smith averaging 12 points a game. Delana Merck averaging 8, and Mia Vermitten averaging 7.
Yeah.
Getting those guys going offensively, I think, will make things easier for them.
How important do you think it is? Again, we talked Twin Valley League action, and they're the largest school in the Twin Valley League, are the Valley Heights Mustangs. But Coach talked about how really dominant 1A teams are in that league. How does that prepare them for a game like this?
Well, it prepares you every night that you play a game in the Twin Valley League. The competition top to bottom in the TVL is ridiculous. We've said it on our scoreboard show. We've talked about it when we're on air. that's probably one of the toughest leagues in the state. So I think Valley Heights, from a competitive standpoint, they're tried, they're tested, they know what to expect. Bennington plays in a tough league too, but I think the Valley Heights team that faces tough competition night in, night out, that's going to pay dividends for them tonight.
On Monday night, this Lady Mustang team defeated Republic County 60-26. In the last 9 games, Boz, they've only lost 1, and that was to Centralia, the Twin Valley League champion girls team, 54-50. So you talked about the 5 losses on the year for this squad here this season. That was to teams like Rossville, Centralia a couple times, Hanover twice, and that's it.
Yeah.
And you talk about big competitors, big competition, and all those teams we just mentioned are still alive in their own sub-state.
Yeah, absolutely. And Rossville's a really good basketball team. Valley Heights lost by 25 in that game. Rossville is just a really good basketball team. But then losses to Centralia twice, Hanover twice.
Yeah.
Two other really good basketball teams in the TVL. It's just the competition, I sound like a broken record, but just prepares you. No matter, I think I said it a while back on one of our broadcasts, win or lose, when you play a ball game in the TVL, you are going to get better.
Yeah, for sure. And those two losses, again, only 2 of those against Centralia and Hanover actually counted against them in the league. That's how they were able to finish 2nd in the Twin Valley League, because 2 of those came in the midseason tournament where they placed 4th in the TVL tournament. We got our national anthem coming up here in just a little bit. We'll announce the starters as well, as we've got a good setup. This gymnasium here in Alma is one that you would think is a 3A, 4A style school. And when Wabunsee did build this gym, they were a 3A school. But, Boz, we're seeing this in some of these rural communities where Wabunsee, they're going to drop down to probably a 1A team.
Yeah, it's really tough, because Wabunsee for years was kind of a strong presence in 3A, and they've just slowly started to dwindle down. And we've seen that really across the state. You know, some of the schools that were mid-sized are starting to fall off a little bit, but it is a fantastic venue. Great gym for a sub-state here.
For Bennington, they've lost 3 straight coming into sub-state. They did defeat Mission Valley 44-25 in the opening round. They were led by Rory Miles. We're going to say her name quite a bit tonight, the 5'5" junior guard, 20 points and 10 steals in a double-double for the Bulldogs in their opening round game. Well, it's time now for our national anthem. We're going to step aside. When we come back, starters in the opening tip-off here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SVS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SVS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SVS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you. SVS. Your project starts here at Stahlwalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Stahlwalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Stahlwalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Stahlwalmer Lumber in Seneca.
KMZA.
And back here in Alma, Wabunsee, 2A sub-state semifinals here on the girls' side, here on the MSCSports.net. Jake Spaulding, next to me is Chris Boswell. Captain Kurt Kilman back at the studios. Let's get you the starting lineups here for Valley Heights and Bennington. Bennington will be their road team here tonight in their road black uniforms trimmed in the gold and gray on their uniforms here tonight. Starting out a 5'5" senior, Cameron Watson, she wears number one. Caitlin Jalinka, a 5'6" senior, wears number four. Rory Miles, a 5'5" junior at guard, wears number 11, and she's a name we'll say quite a bit tonight. Also, for the Bulldogs, a guard, 5'4" sophomore, Jordan Bartlett, she wears number 34. Down low, 5'11" senior, Ava Lawson, wears number 30. For the Mustangs tonight, same starting five as most of the season for Coach Brockstrom's squad, a 5'8" senior scoring 14 points a game and 4 steals a game, Maggie Turber wearing number 10. Delana Merck, a 5'8" senior, 8 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists a game, she wears number 14. Audra Steinfort, a 5'6" senior, 4 points a game, wears number 15. And 5'9" sophomore down low, Ava Smith, 12.6 rebounds a game, she wears number 25. And Mia Vermenton, a 5'7" sophomore, 7 points, 5 boards a game, she wears number 31. Valley Heights averaging 54 points a game, just 43 given up, and 42 points a game for Bennington, 38 given up per contest here tonight. Boz, we're excited, we're ready for this game to get underway. Mustangs will move right to left across your dial to begin this one. What's exciting you the most here about this matchup?
Well, it's always that kind of the moment before tip-off. Like, you've been practicing, you're preparing, now it's just time to get the ball up in the air and let's go. I'm anxious to see how Valley Heights comes out. Sometimes in this semifinal matchup, the nerves can start to play a little bit of an issue.
It'll be Jilka and Smith to jump it up, and Ava Smith for the Mustangs wins the tip, and we're underway. Moving right to left across your dial, man-to-man defense here for Bennington, as into the lane quickly is Delana Merck. Her shot off the back iron, no rebound, ripped down by Bennington, and they're coming left to right across the timeline. Rory Miles, a 5'5" junior with the right-handed dribble, guarded tightly by Mia Vermenton. Man-to-man pressure here by the Mustang to begin this one. Dribble weave action, dribbling it to the left wing, and giving it off to Jordan Bartlett. Now she dribbles it back to the right. Into the lane it comes now with Rory Miles, the junior, again, who had 20 points in their opening round. Here's a nice find on the left block to Tula and Jilka. Nothing there, and a whistle. Our first call of the game, it'll be a foul on Valley Heights as Audra Steinfort is called for the hold underneath the basket.
Well, you can kind of see right now, Bennington, they're doing a really nice job. They're very patient offensively, running their dribble weave against the man.
Bulldogs get it in. They skip it in the left corner. That's the Talen Jilka. Now dribble weave action. Watson, she'll drive baseline. Shot off the window. No. Rebound ripped down by the Mustangs. Here comes Delana Merck up the court quickly. Ava Smith, left lane line drive. Whistle and the bucket. Ava Smith, great outlet that time by Delana Merck. And Smith to the line, trying to complete an old-fashioned Boz three-point play.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about Valley Heights getting defensive board, getting out in transition. That was a great outlet. And then the lead pass up to Ava Smith. Smith, the 64% foul shooter on the season, makes her and one. And it's 3-0 Valley Heights, quickly into full-court pressure here. Just a minute gone by in the first.
In the backcourt, it's Watson. Dribbles into a double team, but gets it off, and Bartlett's got it. Into the front court to the right wing. Now it's Rory Miles, guarded tightly by Vermenton. Here's a deflection and a near steal, and they will get a steal with the Mustangs. First turnover on Bennington, and then the foul quickly on the Bulldogs' Jordan Bartlett, her first, team's second.
Yeah, great job defensively. I mentioned it. Defense is your staple, and right now Valley Heights really putting a lot of pressure on Bennington defensively.
Maggie Turber with a right-handed dribble breaks the timeline as the Mustangs still move right to left across your dial. 6:30 to go in the first, 3-0, Valley Heights with the lead. Down low, Turber's got it, and she's flipping, and she goes down. It'll be a traveling violation here on Valley Heights. Their first turnover of the game, 6:29 to go in the first.
A good pick-and-roll offense. They got Turber inside. She lost her footing. I didn't think she went all the way down on the knee, but they did call the travel.
Still in the backcourt, nearing a 10-second count. Bennington's got to get it across, and they do with 1 second to spare. Bartlett into the front court, dribbles, weaves to Jilka. Now top of the key, Watson passes it to the right wing to Miles.
You know, Audra Steinfer doing a really nice job defensively. She's guarding 5'11", Ava Lawson. She's really battling in the post, trying to front the post.
Here's an entry down to Watson. She's fouled. Her shot missed, but she's fouled by Valley Heights' Delana Merck. That'll be her first, team's second, and that'll send Ava Lawson to the line. Boz just mentioned how Lawson, again, size advantage here for Bennington.
Well, Lawson was doing a really nice job. She was fronting the post. And that's really not her fault. There wasn't a lot of help side defense. Whenever the lob goes over the top, you have to rely on her teammate on the backside.
Thinking the first free throw is Lawson. One more upcoming here. Second toss on the way is good. So Lawson's got two. That's a two for Bennington. It's 3-2 Valley Heights. 6 minutes to go in the first. Crossing the timeline over the Mustangs. Here's Smith. Ava, nice dish down low. Steinberg. Her bank shot is good right over Lawson.
A really good pass that time by Ava Smith. Drove the lane with the left hand. Bounce pass down the paint.
Here's a deflection by Smith. A turnover on Bennington. Smith up the court. She turns it right back. As Bartlett was there to take it away for the Bulldogs. In the front court, Bennington with the right-handed dribble. It's Tamron Watson. Guarded tightly by Smith. 5.5 to go in the first quarter. It's 5-2. Valley Heights with the lead. Watson on the left wing. Guarded tightly by Smith. Now a three on the way by Bartlett. That's no good. Nice rebound by Delana Merck down low. Quickly up the floor. Here's Nagy Turber. Tries to dish it off to Vermetten, who can't hang on to it, but able to collect it in the corner. Mustangs retain possession. Now on the left wing, Turber head fakes on a three. Guarded tightly. Drives into the lane. Now turnaround Jay over Watson's no good. Fight for the rebound. And coming away with it, out of bounds. It'll stay with Valley Heights.
Good job. Good hustle by... Yes, Maggie Turber, yes, she missed the shot, went after her own rebound, just caused enough of a deflection where it went off a Bennington player out of bounds, so Valley Heights gets to keep the possession.
4:55 to go, quarter number one, 5-2, Valley Heights with the advantage. Triggering it in is Merck, she gets it into Ava Smith in the front court. Ava with the right-handed dribble, shoots it into the corner, that's Delana Merck. She gets it top of the key, Steinfurt, she'll fire a three. Off the back heel, no, rebound ripped down by Bennington. And then a steal here by Ava Smith, and her layup, it's missed. Tries to get her own rebound, but she's going to pick up a foul. Ava Smith had a great steal, and there's a reason why, Vaz. She's at the point of this press, can't get the bucket to count, and she picks up her first.
Yeah, she missed the shot, but she was able to get back after it. Got called for the foul, trying to go after the rebound, but you're right, another steal by Smith.
And this time she makes it count. Ava Smith. Alone, Boz has got three steals in this first quarter. It's 7-2, Valley Heights. Timeout, Bennington. We'll take this timeout with them back in 30 seconds here on 92.1 FM, KMZA Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Out of the Bennington timeout. It's Bennington basketball and a turnover again on the Bulldogs. Valley Heights with it in the front court quickly now. Now Turber's got it. She gets it left wing. Now into the corner. It's shot to Vermetten. Now Turber at the top of the key with a right-handed dribble. Drives into the lane looking for some help. And it's taken away, but she gets it right back. Nice baseline drive by Delana Merck. Her shot missed. Rebound by Bennington. Opportunities keep knocking for this Mustang team. They are relentless here early on.
Yeah, I think the pace of play is exactly what Valley Heights wants. If you can get Bennington into more of a transition game, that negates their size down low.
3:45, clock moving. Quarter number one, 7-2. Valley Heights with the lead.
Valley Heights dropped back that time, confusing Bennington. They dropped into a 2-3 zone.
Valley Heights able to get the deflection, but it'll stay with Bennington.
And that's something that Coach Brockman told us in pregame, was that he's going to mix the defenses up. He saw how Bennington struggled against the zone defensive sets, and it didn't take him long, just a little over 3 minutes of game time before they switch out of the man. Bennington retains possession. Rory Miles has it into the front court right now. Chloe Dossett checks in for the first time for the Bulldogs. Same starting five on the floor for the Mustangs. Here's Dossett. Check out, that's Miles. Into the lane. Floater, no. Rebound collected by Bartlett for Bennington. Free ball picked up by Ava Lawson for Bennington. And a scramble again and picked up by Bennington.
You mentioned relentless Valley Heights. They just pressure you everywhere. They don't give you a chance to breathe.
Miles gives it off to Bartlett. Skips it to the left wing. Newly checked into Dossett. She's into the lane. Her pass deflected but collected by Bartlett. Into the right wing it goes, and Bennington's got to bat things out. They're going to try to, but another deflection out of bounds. It'll stay Bennington basketball, but this Mustang team, Bob, can we say relentless enough?
Yeah, they just, here's what is interesting. You watch them, even in 2-3 zone, sometimes teams get lackadaisical in the zone. If you watch the two guards up front, Turber and Smith, they are pressuring the guards everywhere. And then on the backside, Delana Merck, she's looking for that skip pass where she can shoot the gap and steal it.
Into the game for the Mustangs, Olivia Scala, a 5'7 senior, also in. Anna Turber, a 5'8 junior, to replace Delana Merck and Audra Steinford. And here's a turnover on Bennington, an extra step underneath the basket. Turnover number six as Taylee Watson walked with it. The Mustangs with the basketball. Here's Vermenton crossing the timeline. Over to Smith in the right corner. Finds Maggie Turber on the right lane line. Back to Smith. Drives baseline. Needs help. Kicks it out. Head fake on three. Maggie Turber, and then Anna Turber turns it over.
Yeah, she wanted that. She was clapping her hands at Maggie saying, give me the ball, one more pass. Maggie held on to it for a second, then finally got it to her, and she was little out of sync once she caught it.
2:29 to go in the first. Still 7-2. Valley Heights with the lead. Have never trailed in this game. Bennington with the basketball into the front court. Taylee Watson. Left wing it goes. Bartlett. High post to Ava Lawson. Back out to Bartlett on the left wing and a skip pass. Trying to make the zone work as Valley Heights crashes down low as an entry pass to Lawson. She had three girls on her. Couldn't get it to drop. And here come the Stangs. Into the front court. Right wing three on the way by Maggie Turber. It's good. Turber now, her first bucket of the game, and it's 10-2 Stang.
Yeah, if you're a player for Bennington, the one person you have to account for is Maggie Turber. She just stepped into that uncontested three.
Right wing for Bennington is Dossett. They're trying to find something against this Valley Heights zone, but, man, they are struggling, and Coach Fifo needs another timeout. 1:40 to go in the first. 10-2 Valley Heights with a commanding lead and a defensive stop that is just never stopping.
Yep.
Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, we're back in 30 seconds.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelbly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
Back here in Alma, Jake and Boz hanging out with you. Captain Kirk Kilman back at the Cantaland Studios as it's opening night of semifinal action here in Alma, and as the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs taking care of business early, Boz, 10-2 over the Bennington Bulldogs.
Yeah, the defensive pressure has been the story for Valley Heights here in this first quarter. In the last possession, last several, they were in a 2-3 zone, and oftentimes offenses can get going because defense is in a zone. They don't move as well, but right now out of the timeout, great job by Coach Brockman, comes out in man-to-man defense.
Once again, confusing this Bulldog team after second timeout in the first quarter. They have the basketball right now. Bartlett, weave action here around the perimeter for Bennington. Now Miles, she'll elevate from right elbow. That's no good. Rebound ripped down by Mia Vermenton, and here come the Mustangs looking to push. Maggie Turber in the front court. Single-hand pass over to Ann, and Ann loses the handle of it out of bounds. Turnover on the Mustangs, number five.
Yeah, just a skip pass. She was open. Anna Turber was open on the left wing. I think she kind of took her eyes off the ball before she caught it.
Back in for the Bulldogs will be Tamron Watson. Let's reset your lineups here for the Mustang. Ann Turber, Maggie Turber, Mia Vermetten, also Olivia Scala with Ava Smith on the floor for Valley Heights. Bennington with the basketball. Three on the way by Watson's too strong. Rebound, though, ripped down by Ava Lawson. So the second chance opportunity here for Bennington. Miles, dribble weave action with Watson. She dribbles to the left elbow. Now at the free throw line, needs help. Finds Lawson on the block. Ava has to kick it back out because the defense collapsed in. Here's a deflection by guess who? Ava Smith. And a turnover up the floor. Maggie Turber, left lane line drive. Scoop shot off the window. No. Rebound ripped down by Bennington. And then take it back from Valley Heights. And Mia Vermetten will go to the line for two. Gramble drill and immediately on a missed shot, Bonds, even though Bennington gets the rebound, the Mustangs are in instant pressure.
Well, they're normally, that's their game, is getting up and pressuring defensively. So on a make or a miss, it doesn't matter. They are full court pressure.
First toss from Vermetten is too strong. 71% foul shooter on the season. Tessa Miller comes in for the first time for the Mustangs to replace Maggie Turber. Ava Smith is replaced, as back in will be Delana Merck. Mia, one more toss here. This one is good. Her first point of the game. Now the Mustangs, four different players have scored. It's 11-2. 25 seconds to go. We're still in the first quarter here. Bennington on the right elbow kicks it out. Now to Bartlett on the left wing. He drives into the block. Cut off there nicely by Miller. Now right wing, it's Rory Miles. Guarded by Mia Vermetten. Needs help. Finds Bartlett straight away. Now she'll pass it off left wing to Watson with 5 seconds to go here in the period. Now top of the key. Watson, she'll fire a three. That's no good, and that's how we end the first quarter. Valley Heights 11, Bennington 2, a defensive showdown here by the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs. We go to the second quarter of action. 11-2 Mustangs here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
And back here in Alma, sub-state action here, Class 2A. Valley Heights and Bennington. Start of the second quarter, Bennington with the basketball. Valley Heights leading 11-2. And an offensive foul will be called on Alyssa Wolf, a 5'11 junior for Bennington. It'll be the first team foul, her first personal on a moving screen here to begin the second quarter.
Yeah, Bennington just trying to find something to work offensively. And the problem is Valley Heights, they keep mixing things up defensively. They're not letting Bennington get comfortable in anything.
Five starters on the floor for the Mustangs. Here's Ava Smith, drives right lane line. Nice dish off to Steinfort. And Audra puts it in for her second basket. It's 13-2. Nice dime that time from Smith.
Yeah, great penetration. Help side defense came to her, so she just dropped it off to her teammate.
Now a jump ball, a turnover here on Bennington. As Boz, have we said it yet? Ava Smith, her defensive prowess has been phenomenal.
Well, she's just all over whoever she is guarding. She's just not allowing them to breathe and got quick hands, just getting deflections and steals right and left.
Full court pressure here by Bennington. Mustangs get it into Smith, who's still in the backcourt with the right-handed dribble. Now switches it to her left hand and breaks the timeline. 7:20 to go in the half. 13-2, Valley Heights with the lead. Nice find down low. It's Steinfurt on the left block. Kicks it out to Mia Vermetten on the left wing. Now Maggie Turber in the middle of the lane. Nice find again, Steinfurt. Backside pass. It's going to go to Delana Merck, who can't get it to drop, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two.
Well, that possession right there was somewhat of a clinic on unselfish basketball, and a really good thing Audra Steinberg. She's not very tall. I mean, she's 5'6", and she's overmatched there in the post, so she was able to dish the ball over and find her teammates on the backside. First free throw is good by Merck. That's her first point of the game, Boz, but she's an 80% foul shooter, and now the fifth different Mustang to score. Second free throw on the way, and nothing but nylon for the senior. She's got two, and it's 15-2. 7 minutes to go in the half. Mustangs on top by their largest lead now of 13. With Bennington, they keep trying to run their dribble weave, and they're just not getting any good looks right now. That shot off the mark, rebound ripped down by Merck, and she gets it up the court to Vermetten, and Mia, she fouled hard. Oh, she fell on the ball on her stomach. That hurt. Oof. Foul on Bennington will be on Tamron Watson. That's her first. That's the 13th foul. 6:46 to go here in the opening half. Merck to trigger it in for the Mustangs. Gets it in the corner. Ava Smith thought about a three. Gets it off to Maggie Turber now. Merck, she'll fire from 17. That's off the window. No. Rebound, though. Ava Smith, step through. Put back is good. Smith now with seven in the game to lead all scorers, and Bennington just turned it over again.
That's turnover number 10 for Bennington here in the first half. Valley Heights pressure really affecting them.
.6:30 to go here in the opening half. 17-2. Mustangs with the lead and the basketball. Here's Maggie Turber, drives into the lane. Elevates on her shot from 10, and that's good for number 10. She's got five, and it's a 17-point lead here for the Stang.
Boy, Maggie Turber just so patient offensively. She drove the lane, really didn't have a shot, pivoted, and ended up spinning and getting a wide-open look. And Bennington turns it over again.
Stepping on the sideline, Boz, that's 11 turnovers now here on the Bulldogs.
Here's what's going to be interesting in the second quarter to see. You've got a 17-point lead, but it's never enough. Let's see if Valley Heights really keeps their foot on the gas here to finish out this second quarter.
Nice job. Maggie Turber spins in the lane, throws up a shot as she's tackled. She'll go to the line to shoot a pair. That's the fourth team foul, and that's going to be the second on Rory Miles for Bennington. Back to the line, Turber, and off the back heel, no good. Maggie's a 63% foul shooter, so Boz, statistics tell us that she's going to make this one right here.
She's going to drop this one in.
She does.
Yep.
She's got six in the game now, and full court pressure still here by the Stang. Under 6 minutes to go in the half, 20-2. Valley Heights leading Bennington.
It makes it so difficult because Valley Heights, they go from a man press to a zone press, and Bennington absolutely confused on how to break it.
Almost a 10-second count there, but Bennington breaks the timeline with about a second and a half to spare. Miles gives it onto the right wing now to Watson. Back to Miles. She'll dribble, get a screen to the top of the key. And cut off by Mia Vermette, and they got to reset offense again.
Yeah, Valley Heights, they're just not letting Bennington get into their sets. The only thing Bennington's been able to do is a dribble weave about 23 feet from the basket.
Driving into the lane this time, a shot on the window. They'll say no shot for Kaylee Watson. She's fouled prior to, and this is going to be the first, second personal on Delana Merck, her first team foul in the quarter for the Mustangs. Bennington gets it in. It's Miles, guarded by Vermette, and man-to-man defense here for the Mustangs. Miles gives it off. Three on the way by Dossett. That's in and out. No good. Rebound ripped down by Maggie Turber for the Mustangs. Up the court. Nice, unselfish pass, but unable to hang on to it with Smith. But it's collected again by Smith. And Audra, she's got six in the game now. It's 4:50 to go in this half.
We talked about how big of a key defense was, and that's where they're getting a lot of their looks. Valley Heights is getting a ton of looks off a transition.
Turnover here on Bennington. They threw it into the second row of bleachers right to the Valley Heights Mustang faithful. Turnover number 12 on the Mustangs. Or check that on the Bulldogs. That'll be Bartlett to check back in for Bennington as we have a stoppage on the floor. Reset your Valley Heights lineup here. It's Merck with Vermette, Ava Smith,
Maggie Turber, also on the floor, Olivia Scala. Here's Maggie Turber. Nice find to Via Vermitten, who banks it home. Via's first field goal. She's got three, and it's 24-2. Valley Heights, here with 4:20 to go in the half.
And that time, Valley Heights, they took off the full court pressure, picked them right up at half court.
Merck puts her hand in there, and a near steal. We'll get a jump ball. Possession will stay with Bennington.
Oh, I love the effort. Selena Merck dives after the ball. Got her neck kind of twisted around. She came up with a grimace, but her teammates love it.
Timeout on the floor, the third timeout taken by the Bulldogs. 4:15 to go in the opening half. 24-2. Valley Heights taking it to Bennington here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cardiac Rehab is here for you. Our highly trained staff, which includes Kylie Felkamp, Chelsea Herter, and Chelsea Rennebaum, provide cardiac patients and their families with education about cardiac fitness and guidance toward a healthier lifestyle, both physically and emotionally. Our specialized rehab services are designed to help the patient with heart disease recover faster and return to a full, productive life. To learn more about our cardiac rehab service, contact Kylie Felkamp at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in Alma, we got 2A sub-state semifinal basketball contest between Valley Heights and Bennington here on the girls' side, and the Mustangs really galloping their way right now. Boz up 24-2 with 4:15 to go in the opening half.
Yeah, everything's clicking for them, and it's not like they're just shooting the ball exceptionally well. They're getting their offense out of their defense, which is fantastic.
Out of the Bennington timeout, it's a little pick and roll here for Bennington, trying to find Ava Lawson, and a foul here by Mia Vermetten. Second team foul on the Stangs. Struggling to get it in. Bennington, they do, though, to Lawson, and her shot blocked partially, but they're going to call a foul here. I believe that's going to be on Olivia Scala. Or check it, that's on Mia Vermetten, and she's quickly got two now here in this game. Going to bring Ava Lawson to the line. She's 2 for 2. She's got all 2 points for Bennington. Make it 3. So that's the most impressive, I think, so far, Boz, is not a single field goal has dropped for Bennington.
Hey, I wasn't going to say anything because I don't want them to go on a run and start making a bunch of field goals
here,
but absolutely right. Valley Heights has not allowed a field goal in this game.
4:03 to go. Full court pressure here for Bennington as both free throws made by Ava Lawson. Ava Smith for the Stangs has it across the timeline with a left-handed dribble. Needs some help. Kicks it off in the near corner. Selena Merch. She'll dribble it back between the circles and reset to Maggie Turber. 3:50 to go. Turber spins in the right lane line. Has it tied up for a second, but gives it off to Ava Smith. Elevates in the lane. Shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Scala and kept alive for the Mustang. Now Turber, top of the key. Coach Proxerman calling out the signals here. Gives it off now. Anna Turber. She'll fire from 6. That's no good, but Ava Smith. Rebound. Put back is good. And she looks at her friend, her colleague, her teammate, Maggie Turber, and says, let's go.
Well, that time Bennington just stood around and watched the ball after the miss. Nobody went after it, but Ava Smith came flying in from, she was all the way out 3-point line, came in, grabbed the rebound, put it back in.
She's got 9 in the game, 3 on the way missed by Bennington, but an offensive rebound, second chance opportunity. In the corner, a 3 again on the way by Jilta. That's good. That's the first field goal of the game for Bennington. 26-7, here's Ava Smith, drives baseline, elevates and gets it to drop. That time, Bosh, she flexes. As she should, she's got 11 in this game.
Yeah, she's having a ball game, and a ton of her points are just extra effort points.
2:40 to go in the half. It's 28-7. This isn't a football game. It's a basketball score with 2:30 to go in the opening half. Bennington with the basketball. It's Jilka. She'll drive left lane line, kick it out. Now Miles. She'll fire from 7. That's no good. Rebound tapped around and collected by Ava Lawson of the Bulldogs. Now it's Bartlett. She'll dribble weave. Hand off of Chloe Dossett. Now off to left wing 3 by Miles. That's way too strong. And another offensive rebound here for Bennington. Down low to Lawson, and she's unable to keep it in bounds. It'll be Mustang basketball following the turnover on Bennington.
Yeah, what's happening right now, Bennington, in the dribble weave, they're getting some long shots, some long threes, which lead to long rebounds, and Valley Heights not able to chase them down.
Mustangs look a little tired. Coach Brockman says, let's give you a break. 1 minute timeout, 28-7. Valley Heights cruising here in the second quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
And the Land Radio.
Out of the timeout by Coach Broxham and Valley Heights with the basketball and a foul here on Rory Miles. That's her third, and it's a 15th foul, so the Mustangs will be shooting from here on out here in the second quarter. 1:56 to go in this first half, 28-7, the lead for the Mustangs. To the free throw line, Maggie Turber misses the first, as she did last time. One more coming for the senior guard. Second one on the way. That's too strong, but Ava Smith with the offensive rebound. Back to Turber. Maggie in the lane. She stepped through too many times and turns it over for the Mustangs. But again, effort, not something you can coach a whole lot.
You can expect effort. Doesn't mean the kids are always going to do it. But Ava Smith, boy, she is just a ball of energy right now.
1:40 to go here in the first half, 28-7. Valley Heights leading Bennington. Driving baseline for the Bulldogs is Watson. Nearly traveled with it, but shot was missed and a foul here on Olivia Scala for Valley Heights. It'll be the fourth team foul. First on Scala. Mia Vermetten back in the game. Tessa Miller back in the game to replace Anna Turber and Delana Merck. Bulldogs get it triggered into Bartlett in the right corner. Skip pass, rainbow pass over to Miles. Now outside of three by Chilka. She's hit one. This one no good. Rebound to Miller for the Mustangs. A quick outlet up the floor. Here's Maggie Turber. Left hand layup is good.
A great outlet. Again, Ava Smith, we keep saying her name. She got the outlet at the three-point line. Threw it almost the length of the floor to Turber for the layup.
She's got eight now, does Maggie. And the lead is 23. 1 minute to go in the first half. Lawson to the right wing. It's Miles still on the floor with those three fouls. Now Bartlett to Jilka on the left wing for Bennington. Top of the key. Miles shall shoot a straightaway three. That one's good. The only field goals in this game for the Bulldogs have been a pair of threes. 30-10 under a minute to go. Maggie Turber crosses the timeline, calling out the signals, needs some help. Gives it over to Mia Vermitten on the right wing. Down low to Scala. Knocked away, but collected, and Scala still has it. And we've got a foul here on Bennington.
He gets back around pretty good there in the corner. Bennington really going after the ball hard. Kind of waiting for the whistle to blow.
Scala would go to the line to shoot two, just a 44% foul shooter on the year. First one from Olivia. Rattles out. 5'7" senior. Twenty-nine seconds to go here until the Highland Community College halftime report. Second free throw. That's no good either. Rebound ripped down by Lawson. Gives it off to Watson. Across the timeline now, and a blocking foul will be called here on Tessa Miller. Her first personal. Audra Steinfurt waits to check back in. She'll have to wait for a free throw attempt coming first from Cameron Watson. Watson's first attempt of the night rattles home. So there's one thing to take away if you're Coach Tracy Pifo, is you're 5 for 5 from the line.
I was just going to say the one thing, if you wanted to find a little positive note, they've made some free throws tonight.
Second one is good.
Yep.
Bennington wants down 27, now gets a steal. Down by 18 right now. Rebound ripped away and a turnover here by Bennington. Maggie Turber looks to slow things down with 10 seconds to go in the half. 30-12 lead for Mustang. Here's a three on the way straight away by Miller. Tessa, how about you? 33-12 with 1 second to go. And a half-court heat by Watson is no good. We've reached halftime. 33-12. Valley Heights leading the Bennington Bulldogs. We're back after this with a Highland Community College halftime report. Highland Community College online at highlandcc.edu. Back in 2 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Get your garden seed this year at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Souther Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Souther Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Souther Building Supply in Seneca.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Back here at Alma, as we've got some state semifinal action on the girls' side here tonight. Valley Heights taking on Bennington, and at halftime, it's 33-12. The Mustangs from Valley Heights leading the Bulldogs from Bennington. Jake and Boz hanging out with you here on a Thursday night here this evening. We've got scoreboard show tomorrow night. We're going to be talking a lot about sub-state championship Saturday. We've got two nights of basketball to get in before that can commence. A ton to get to, but here tonight, as you're listening to the Highland Community College Halftime Report, here on 92.1 FM KMZA Seneca, Boz, we saw a first half where Valley Heights, it kind of started off, I would say, a little bit slow when you look at scoring.
Yeah.
But the energy and the defensive effort has been impressive.
Yeah, the Valley Heights just, from the opening tip, they established themselves defensively, and you know, part of it goes to coaching and scouting report and knowing what you can do to have an advantage against your opponent. And I'm confident Coach Brockstrom looked at scouting report, watched some film, and said, hey, we need to pressure Bennington in the full court, force them into some situations where they've got some shooters, so you don't want to let them get set up in their half-court sets. So let's pressure them full court. And they've done a really nice job of mixing up their full-court pressure. They're in a 1-2-2 zone press, then couple possessions of that, they switch to a man-to-man press. It changes how you attack that press, whether it's man or zone. So they're absolutely keeping Bennington on their heels in this first half.
33-12, your halftime score. Let's go into your first half statistics here. For Bennington, only 12 points in that first half, and 10 of those came in the second quarter, as again, they've just had two free throws in the first frame. Did not get their first field goal, till midway point of the second quarter. That was a three by Taylin Jilka, and then another three by Rory Miles, but everything else has been free throws. Four free throws for Ava Lawson and two for Tamron Watson to lead the Bulldogs. Again, they averaged 42 points a game, held to 12 in the first half. For the Mustangs, leading the way, Ava Smith, 11 points. One of them was an and one opportunity that she counted with the free throw, but 11 points, a perfect five, or not perfect, but five for six from the field for her in that first half. 8 points for Maggie Turber, including a three. 6 points for Audra Steinfurt, and then 3 points for Mia Vermetten, a three-pointer made by Tessa Miller, and then two for Delana Merck, also coming from the free throw line. Bozzy, you keep extra statistical categories. That makes so much sense to why this game got to this point so far. What do we got?
All right, so here's when this all breaks down. Like you mentioned, it might make a little more sense. We've talked about Valley Heights and their defense. Bennington was 0-for-7 from two-point range. The majority of those shots were in the paint even. They got a few looks off some offensive rebounds, but Valley Heights right there defensively didn't really give them any room inside the paint. Bennington was 2-of-11 from beyond the arc. They were running a dribble weave offense for a large portion of that first half, so they had 11 three-point attempts in the first half. They made two, so they were only 18%. They shot 11% from the field.
Ouch.
In the first half. So if you're wondering, does Valley Heights get out in pressure and pressure? We talked about in the pregame. Absolutely they do. They pressure you everywhere, and that's led to Bennington just having a really rough night offensively. Now here's kind of flip it around. Valley Heights got a lot of buckets out of transition. They got a lot of their points in the paint. They shot 67% from beyond the arc, 52% from two-point range, 54% shooting in the first half for Valley Heights. Here's what's even more impressive for me. They have 13 field goals in the first half, Valley Heights does. Off of those 13 field goals, 8 assists.
Ooh.
That is unheard of.
Yeah.
At the high school level. Valley Heights has done a really nice job of moving the ball around, finding open teammates for easy shots. Everything's clicking for them right now. They out-rebounded Bennington. They took care of the ball. Turnovers a big story, too. Bennington's got 14 in the first half.
14 turnovers for Bennington, 7 only for Valley Heights. Free throw shooting in the first half. That's what kind of kept Bennington kind of alive, I guess you could say, in that just putting some points on the board, I guess. 6-for-6 for them from the free throw line in that first half. Valley Heights, however, 5-for-11 from the free throw line. So there's one area really you can look at and go, they need to clean it up a little bit. Maybe it's the charity stripe. But when you're getting run-out opportunities like they've gotten, when you're getting easy looks, and when you're shooting north of 50% for the game,
yeah, things are going well.
Things are going okay. You don't need those free throws maybe. Huh?
Yeah, and if you're Coach Brockstrom, again, some of these points, I think he's going to be really, really happy with the performance, because a lot of the stuff, Valley Heights had 6 offensive rebounds in the first half. They had 8 steals. I mean, those are hustle things. Those are effort plays. So Coach Brockstrom can't fault at all his girls for effort in the first half. They're putting a ton of effort out on the court tonight.
Again, 33-12. Time to check in with other area games going on tonight. Holt House Auto House is your sponsor for scoring updates. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today in 3A down at Hoyt? Boys 3A halftime. Sabetha in a tight one with Hiawatha at the break, 22-18 at halftime. Another 2A semifinal over in Winchester. This is girls at the JCN. Pleasant Ridge and Riverside. Riverside up 17-15 at halftime.
Wow.
In Class 2A over at JCN. We got to take another break. A 90-second timeout. Second half action coming to you next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/tech home.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. And welcome home to Community National Bank.
KMZA.
And back here in Alma, the Wabunsee Substate here in the first game of the two semifinals in 2A. Valley Heights leading Bennington 33-12 as we begin second half action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, as we've got Valley Heights with the basketball to begin this second half. Same starters on the floor for the Mustangs. Here's Maggie Turber, right wing, three on the way now by Steinfurt and Aldra. How about you? She's got nine.
Yeah, just another opportunity off of an offensive rebound from Valley Heights.
7:30 to go here in the third, and just like that, it's a 24-point lead for Valley Heights and a double dribble here by Rory Miles. A 15th turnover on Bennington. That defensive pressure looks like it hasn't skipped a beat.
No, that's just their identity. That's what they do. You know, they never take a play off.
Smith's got it on the right wing, gives it inside to Maggie Turber. Now back to Smith in the middle of the lane. Her shot missed, gets her own rebound, puts it back up. Still no. Rebound ripped down by Miles for Bennington.
Well, I know Ava Smith, she'd probably like to have that one back. She was probably 5 feet away from the basket, missed the easy bunny.
Down the lane quickly, and a foul called here on Valley Heights. Shooting a couple of free throws, as that's going to be on Ava Smith, her second. And that's going to put Ava Lawson at the line to shoot two, and she's a perfect 4-for-4 tonight for Bennington.
Stays perfect, drops in the first one.
Second one, that one rattles home as well. So how about you, Buzz? If you're a big down low, 5'11", and you go 6-for-6 from the line, it's pretty good.
Yeah, you love to have a big that gets fouled a lot, goes to the free throw line, can knock him down.
With the basketball, Valley Heights into the front court. Maggie Turber with it, gives it off to Vermetten, and a defensive foul here as trying to take the charge was Cameron Watson.
Well, and that was
going to be her second.
Yeah, that was a tough call. I thought Tamron did a pretty nice job of establishing position for Minton, was turning the corner strong, got her shoulder kind of right in the chest.
Triggering it into Steinfurt, and Audra throws up a shot off the window, no good. Contact and no whistle, and here comes Bennington now. 6:35 to go into the third, 36-14, your score. The Mustangs never trailed in this game. Largest lead was just a moment ago at 24. Here's an entry down low to Lawson. On the left block, triple team comes, needs help, nearly loses it, kicks it out top of the key, three on the way, that's short by Jilka, and ball free on the deck, picked up and taken away by Valley Heights. Here comes Delana Merck, nice find, backside Maggie Turber, she gets the bucket and one, and she got shoved to the ground.
Yeah, a little frustration from Bennington. There was a scrum on the offensive end, no foul was called, so Bennington fans super fired up about that. A little frustration on the other end on the shot from Turber.
Maggie Turber to the line looking for an and-one opportunity. She's got 10 in the game now. This one rattles out. Turber is kind of struggling at the free throw line tonight, and then a foul here on Valley Heights in the backcourt. And I think we got some frustration starting to boil over a little bit.
Yep. Well, it's super competitive. The game, the score itself wouldn't lead you to believe that, but both teams really giving a ton of effort.
38-14, 6:05 to go. This ties the largest lead of the game for Valley Heights at 24 points. Jilka got it in the front court for the Bulldogs. Dribbles right wing, gives it off to Watson. Cameron drives baseline, elevates from six, and that's good. She's got four in the game. First field goal for her at 38-16.
When we talked about this Bennington team, I mean, they've got some players and they've got some people that can score, but I think Valley Heights' defense in the first half really had them on their heels.
Ava Smith got it, dribbling it into the lane, and a foul will be called here on Bennington. And Coach Brockman calmly just having a conversation with the official because definitely getting a lot more handsy now for Bennington because they got to apply the pressure. You're
they
down
do.
By 22.
And I like that for Bennington. They were somewhat asleep in the first half. Second half, they're coming out with a lot more fire.
Entry pass to Smith. Ava misses the shot. Rebound here and a traveling violation will be called on Bennington. And the officials are going to definitely have to try and get this one reined back in because now he's got quite a few players on the court voicing some frustration. And Coach Pifo at, well,
yeah,
timeout on the floor, though. Boswell taking it with him. 5:27 to go in the third. It's 38-16 Valley Heights. We're back in 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in Alma, 5:27 to go in the third out of the Coach Brockman timeout. Valley Heights with a 38-16 lead and the basketball. Mia Vermetten. Now to the right wing, Delana Merck. Nice find down low, Maggie Turber. Her shot, no. Rebound to Lawson for Bennington. Ava Smith, Delana Merck, Audra Steinfurt, Mia Vermetten on the floor, joining Maggie Turber for Valley Heights. Bennington with the basketball. Tamron Watson. Tamron goes into the lane. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Bennington. 5:03 to go. As checking back in will be Jordan Bartlett for the Bulldogs, replacing Taylan Jilka. And Bennington to trigger it in underneath their own basket. Here's Rory Miles to trigger. Gets it in to Tamron Watson. Spins in the lane, maybe an extra step, and a rebound nonetheless. And quickly an outlet up the floor. Here's Delana Merck, right lane line. Layup, it's good. Great find, Maggie Turber. And Merck's got her first field goal of the game. Now Bartlett looking to drive. Kicks it right wing. A three on the way is missed. And a, oh, wow. Oh, no. Fighting for the rebound was Tamron Watson and Mia Vermetten. And Watson took the legs out from Vermetten, and she hit the deck hard. We'll see what the official call is here. We got a foul on Tamron Watson. And that's going to be personal foul number four on Tamron, and that's going to be the fourth team foul as well. And Turber checks back in for Valley Heights. 4:37 to go here in this third quarter, 40-16. Your score, Valley Heights with the lead and the basketball. Here's Ava Smith in the backcourt, moving left to right across your dial. Gets it across the timeline, kicks into the corner. Here's Audra Steinfurt, back down to Smith on the right block. Needs some help and throws it away. Is it deflected? Yes. They'll stay with Valley Heights.
Yeah. Valley Heights kind of going to a little bit of a different set here. They're trying to establish Ava Smith on the block. She passed to the wing, cut straight down to the ball side block, trying to get her some action in the post.
Mustangs triggered into Ava Smith. Now Steinfurt from the left elbow. That's nearly banked in. Rebound ripped down by Bartlett for Bennington. Bulldogs trailing by 24 with the basketball. To the Valley Heights Mustangs. Here, 4 minutes to go in the third. Here's a deep three on the way by Taylor Watson. That's no good. Lawson, though, a rebound. No shot as a foul called on Ava Smith. The Energizer Bunny Boz that never quit. Hustling for that rebound, but that's just, you chalk it up to 5'8" going up against 5'11" for that board.
Yeah, and one thing you're seeing out of Bennington, they're just doing a really good job of hustling after loose balls, after offensive rebounds. The energy level for Bennington, after they kind of were shell-shocked in the first half, the energy in the second half here has been much, much better from Bennington.
Ava Smith will go out with those three fouls, replaced by Tessa Miller, who checks back in. There's an entry down low to Alyssa Wolf. Her shot missed. Gets her own rebound. Put back, no. But she's fouled and will go to the line. One of the twin towers for the Bulldogs, Wolf, 5'11" junior, will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Second personal foul on Audra Steinford. First free throw is no good. Four minutes even to go here in this third quarter. Second one is good. So one for two from the line. That was the first free throw missed by Bennington tonight, Buzz.
Yes, it was.
Up the court, Anna Turber with the right-handed dribble, breaks the timeline, now comes back between the rings to reset offense here with 3:45 to go in the third. Steinfurt, nice find down low to Deanna Merck, who's fouled and will go to the free throw line, as that's the 15th foul here on Bennington.
Yeah, they've definitely tripped up the energy that's resulted in some fouls. There's 3:44 left in the third quarter. Valley Heights is going to be shooting free throws with every foul going out in this third.
Delana Merck, 2 for 2 for the line tonight. First toss on the way is short. 80% foul shooter on the year for Valley Heights. One more coming here for the Mustang senior. Second toss is on the way. That one rattles home. She's got 5 in the game, 3:42 to go, and it's a 41-17 advantage for the Mustangs, led 33-12 at halftime. Top of the key, 3 on the way by Dawson is no good. Rebound fought for and a jump ball. Possession will stay with Bennington. So let's reset your lineups here for the Mustangs on the floor. Audra Steinfurt, Tessa Miller, with Maggie Turber, Delana Merck, and Anna Turber. Bennington triggers it in. Dribbling with her left hand is Rory Miles. Her scoop shot off the window, no, and a foul will be called here on Bennington. Alyssa Wolf trying to go for the rebound, and she pushed her way through. And that's going to be 94 feet.
Exactly. I was just going to say that's the problem when you're fouling, and it's the new rule. It's different, and this is the part I don't necessarily like. You get to 5, and you just go to the other end, shoot free throws.
You like it if you're Valley Heights, though.
Yeah.
3:19 to go in the quarter. Steinfurt's first free throw is good. And Boz Andra, she averages 4 points a game. She's got 10 right now, looking to make it 11. And she does not. That one rattles in and out. She's got 10 more than two and a half times her season average. Into the front court. Bennington with it. Rory Miles guarded tightly by Maggie Turber. Miles will dribble it back out between the rings. Now looks to work. Weave action here by the Bulldogs. Right wing, Dossett. She'll fire from 15. That's in. Dawson's first field goal of the game.
Well, really nice shot by Dawson. She looked like she was going to dribble drive with the right hand, a little step back jumper.
Turber, Maggie, into the lane, kicks it out, and a travel here by Tessa Miller. Shuffled her feet before the ball hit the deck. That's going to allow Tamber Watson to check back in, Bob, on the defensive side, or check offensive side. But she's got 4 fouls. Here with 2:39 to go in the game, the third quarter.
Yeah, foul's really not a concern right now when you're trailing by so many, but just trying to get some offensive production here.
23-point lead here for Valley Heights. Driving to the right elbow, and a shot on the way missed by Miles, and here comes Valley Heights. And Turber to the right wing. It's Delana. She'll skip it to the left corner now to Ann Turber and give it off to Tessa Miller. Back to Turber. Into the corner it comes to Merck. Down low, and Miller will be fouled. Go to the line for 2 as Tessa, nice aggressive baseline drive. She'll earn 2 charity tosses.
Yeah, really good offensive possession by Valley Heights that time. They're not in a hurry now. I mean, there's 2 minutes left in the third, but that's one of the few times we've seen them actually execute a really good offensive set. A lot of their stuff's come out of transition this ballgame.
Missing the first free throw, and we got a bloody nose here as Ann Turber has to come out of the game, and things bleeding pretty bad. Looks like a wrestler out there. Need to get some blood time.
2:06 to go here in the third. One more free throw coming up, but I think we're going to have stoppage because there's blood on the court as well. 2:06 to go in the third quarter. We won't step aside quite yet. I don't know how long this is going to take to get cleaned up. If it takes just 10 seconds, Captain, we don't want to miss a free throw toss. But it looks like it actually might take a little bit. We got to get some gloves on to clean this up. 2:06 to go in the third, 42-19, Valley Heights leading Bennington. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Your project starts here at Saw Walmart Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Saw Walmart Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Saw Walmart Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Saw Walmart Lumber in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, we had a blood timeout here as Ann Turber got her nose bloodied up, and Jacob Boz hanging out with you here on a Thursday. Jared Sleppy is be hanging by as he's got Centralia Troy boys coming up here in a little bit on right here on 92.1 KMZA. 42-19 here, Valley Heights leading Bennington. Second free throw by Miller is good, and Tessa, she's got 4 points in the game. It's now 43-19, 2:06 to go in the third quarter. Let's reset your lineups here for the Mustangs. Olivia Scala on the floor with Mia Vermetten, as well as Ava Smith. Also on the floor, Audra Steinfurt and Maggie Turbert. Then it's into the front court, into the corner it comes on the left wing to Tamron Watson. Back to Miles now. She's looking to drive baseline. She does. Elevates. That shot rattles home. She's got five, and Bennington jumps into full court pressure here. 1:35 to go in the third. It's 43-21.
That's a really tough shot by Rory Miles from Bennington off the left-handed dribble drive.
Turnover here on Ava Smith as she picks up her dribble, slides her back foot. I got it with nine, Tommy. How many you got?
Nine.
You got nine.
Yep, look at that. A weak onion sink here on the stats a little bit?
Crazy. Never happened. 80 seconds to go in the third, and here's a pocket pick by Maggie Turber. Turnover on Bennington. Turber trying to go the distance. Saves it from the baseline and throws it into the hands of Haley Watson of Bennington. Easy runaway layup is good.
Unfortunate, Maggie Turber, she had the steal and trying to gain control, going down the floor, flipped it back to half court. Unfortunately, went right to Bennington for the layup.
Foul going to be called here on Bennington as this game got in with to within 20 as Rory Miles just picked up her fourth foul. So you got Miles with four, you got Watson with four. And that stops a couple of possessions in a row where Valley Heights struggled with keeping possession of the basketball. Mia Vermetten to the line to shoot two. First one is good. She's got four. Madison Simmons will check in for the first time, a 5'4 sophomore for Bennington. Vermetten's second toss is good. She's got five. 71% foul shooter on the year for the Mustangs. Coach Brockstrom, with 1 minute to go in the third, just emphatically said, no foul.
Yeah, play smart here.
Both teams in the double bonus. Well, I guess it's just called the bonus now.
Yeah.
Two free throws at every whistle from here on out in the third. Here's a shot on the way by Watson that's missed but tapped out of bounds off of Valley Heights. Good to see Ann Turber back in the game. Got that bloody nose stopped as Ava Smith comes out. 38 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Watson to trigger it in for Bennington.
gets it in, and hitting the deck is Taylor Watson. And we've got a timeout on the floor from Bennington to save a possession. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. 45-23. Valley Heights lead is 22 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
KMZA.
Back here in Alma, Jake and Boz hanging out on a Thursday out of the Bennington timeout. Bulldogs with the basketball, trailing 45-23 to the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs. This is a 1-4 matchup in this sub-state. Winner will get the championship game on Saturday, take on the winner of Wabunsee, Salina Sacred Heart. Bennington, a three on the way, missed by Chloe Dawson. Rebound to Mia, or check that, Maggie Turber up the court, and a layup up and through by Delana Merck. Run out opportunities. Both of her field goals, Boz, have came from runout. Now 7 seconds to go in the third, 47-23. Bennington in the front court. Into the corner, it's Jilka. She'll fire a three at the buzzer. No. We've reached the end of the third quarter. Your score, Valley Heights, 47. Bennington, 23. We're back in 1 minute for fourth quarter action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making, quick responses on questions, personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals, guidance with the latest technology, on-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Electric Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus and Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
Beginning of the fourth quarter of action here. Jacob Boz hanging out with you. Captain Kirk Kilman back at the Candleland Studios. Valley Heights with the lead and the basketball. It's 47-23 Mustangs. Here's a three on the way by Steinfurt. That's no good. Rebound, Ava Smith. How about you? How about a bucket as well? The Energizer Bunny Boz strikes again.
Yeah, just great effort. Again, crashing the offensive glass, able to secure it and get the two-point bucket.
That's her first point in the second half. Here's Bennington in the front court now with Chloe Dossett. Gives it off to Tamron Watson, guarded by Smith. Watson fires from the left elbow. That one's no good. Out of bounds to the Mustangs. 7:15 to go in this one. And it's a 26-point lead here for Valley Heights. Smith at 11 at halftime, now with 13, still leading all scorers in this game. But a quiet third quarter compared to how that second quarter really went.
Yeah, Valley Heights just being much more deliberate offensively right now, and Maggie Turber gets called for the offensive foul.
That was a gutsy charge take there by Tamron Watson. She has four fouls, but that's the first now on Maggie Turber. Turnover on the Mustangs here in this fourth quarter. 7 minutes to go in this one. Tetralia and Troy, boys, to follow us from Highland in that 1A Division I sub-state semifinal. That one should be a good one. Three on the way from Bennington. Off the mark, rebound, ripped down and taken by Tamron Watson for the Bulldogs. And we've got Maggie Turber, who's going to pick up the second foul. And Tamron Watson, she's very excited that that is the whistle there.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing for Bennington. A lot of their offensive rebounds in this game have come from long three-point attempts. Long shots result in long rebounds, and they've been able to track a lot of those down.
Turber knocks it out of the hands there of Taylan Gilka, and Turber's kind of got that mind, that face right now that I don't care that we're up by 26. This is business.
Yeah, she's a competitor, and I don't think you're going to get her rattled. I would kind of use the phrase, don't poke the bear. Maggie Turber kind of has that look right now, like, just keep poking.
Lori Miles drives the lane, banks it home. That's 7 points for her. Makes it a 24-point lead for Valley Heights. Their largest of the game was 26 just a moment ago. And a carry here by Maggie Turber. Mustangs struggling to take care of the basketball here in the second half a little bit compared to that first.
Yeah, they've been just a little more out of sync offensively, but the difference is in the first half they were getting a lot of their buckets in transition. It's slow. The pace of the game has slowed down a lot more.
Talk about a transition opportunity. Ava Smith looks up the floor, and there's Delana Merck. Her layup, no, but she's fouled hard by Taylan Gilka. Second on Gilka. And Delana Merck's going to go to the line to shoot a couple.
Well, you see how good Valley Heights is in transition. Ava Smith gets the steal, eyes up. Delana Merck streaking down the floor. Beautiful pass between two defenders.
First one on the way by Merck. In and out. There's one area.
Just one.
If there's one, the Stangs have definitely struggled at the free throw line tonight.
Hey, you always got to find something if you're the coach to kind of tell your team you got to improve on. And I'm guessing they're going to be shooting some free throws the next couple days.
All likelihood, I think you are spot on there, sir. Making the second, though, is Merck. She's got eight. Matches her season average. 5:09 to go in this ball game. It's a 25-point lead here for the Mustangs. Bennington with the basketball. Moving right to left. Rory Miles, the junior guard, with it. Weave action with Bartlett between the rings. Gives it off now to Watson. Taylor straightaway three. That's no good. Rebound fought for. Ava Watson comes away with it. Into the lane. Running shot missed by Gilka. And the rebound ripped down by Valley Heights is Delana Merck. Merck's got it into the front court now. Back to Maggie Turber, who will reset offense here. 5:35, clock moving here in the fourth quarter.
Valley Heights just going to spread Bennington out a little bit. Kind of a old-school four-corners look here against the man-to-man from Bennington. Just bleeding some clock.
Ava Smith in the front court. Kicks it out at Maggie Turber. Coming out on her is Rory Miles. She's got four fouls. Tamron Watson's got four fouls, each for Bennington. Merck kicks it out to Smith, who's standing next to the timeline, Bob. They're just getting some time off this clock as Taylor Watson will pick up the third foul for her. Team foul number two.
Yeah, and watch Valley Heights. They're running the spread offense. Some of you might call it a stall, you know, spread out in the four corners, but what Valley Heights is looking here, a little dribble penetration, maybe a little backdoor cut. They're not going to take any shots unless they're probably wide open or layups.
5 minutes to go, and Smith stands with the basketball up near the timeline. Now picks up her dribble at the left elbow and kicks it back out to Maggie Turber. Maggie driving in on Miles. Now backs it back out. Delana Merck extended here on the right wing. Kicks it out left wing to Audra Steinfurt. And Valley Heights just content right now about taking the air out here.
Yeah, and there's no reason for them to attack and keep going. They're just going to spread them out and make them foul.
Steinfurt back to Turber. Extended back out to the timeline now. And Delana Merck. 4:25 to go in this one. 25-point lead for the Mustangs. Layups and free throws.
Layups and free throws, yeah. One thing I'm really impressed, too, with Valley Heights is there's not a girl on the court right now that cannot handle the ball, which makes it really nice when you're trying to run a spread, stall-type offense.
Merck to the timeline now again, backing it out at the center circle is Maggie Turber, and she's just holding the basketball. Trap comes now. Turber kicks it off to Vermetten. Mia drives baseline. Smartly picks up her dribble, and a foul will be called here by Bennington. Jordan Bartlett, that's her second, team's third, with 3:56 to go. So with 3:56 to go, the Mustangs will trigger the basketball in from underneath their own basket. It's Steinfurt, her shot missed. Saves it in, though, right to Bennington's Tamron Watson. Watson goes to the sideline, and she's cut off there by Merck, and a traveling violation here on Bennington as Watson gives it right back to Valley Heights.
you know, just wasn't any room for her there on the sideline. He kind of tried to force the action, just basically stepped out of bounds.
In the backcourt, Mustangs with the basketball following the Bennington turnover. It's Turber. Now to Delana Mert. Back to Maggie. She's out by the timeline, guarded tightly by Rory Miles. Trap comes, needs help, finds Merck on the left extended wing. 3:30 to go in this one. Valley Heights will move on and take on either Wabunsee or Salina Sacred Heart in the championship game of Substate on Saturday. That'll be at 5 o'clock here in Wabunsee. Back to the timeline.
But Bennington trying. They're trying to run girls double team, the ball handler. They haven't given up. They're still putting forth some effort. Just a little too late right now.
Fourth personal foul now on Taylee Watson. And so you got Jordan Bartlett with four, Taylee Watson with four, Rory Miles with four, Cameron Watson with four. Valley Heights next foul on Bennington will put the Mustangs to the free throw line. Mustangs with the basketball in the front court. Merck skip pass to the right corner. It's Mia Vermitten who drives in the lane and smartly kicks it back out.
Had an opportunity. She probably could have turned the corner and gone to the rim for a layup, but she kicked it all the way out near half court. They're going to make Bennington foul, and then they'll just go shoot some free throws.
Steinfurt in the far corner needs help, finds Delana Merck, and you talked about it, Boz. These girls, all five on the floor right now for Valley Heights. Merck, Vermitten, Smith, Steinfurt, and Maggie Turber all can handle the basketball.
Cameron Watson, she just fouled out of the game. The senior came off the floor with her hands in the air like she's proud of her effort and what she's done this season.
Delana Merck at the line to shoot two here for Valley Heights. First one for Merck is short. She's gone 1 for 2 every time at the line tonight. So if stats tell a story, she'll make this one.
Oh,
Stats lied to us. I put the jinx on her.
Yep,
you did. I was informed of
it. Did.
We got a great facility again here at Wabunsee. Come down and check it out on Saturday. Watch this Mustang team try to go back to a state tournament yet again. As a shot missed there by Bennington. Valley Heights with the basketball. 2:20 to go. This is going to be the longest two. Oh, my goodness. Maggie Turber just got hit in the face, and the officials didn't see it. And maybe at this point you're going to start seeing some subs come in here for Valley Heights.
Yeah, she got popped pretty hard in the face when she went to make that pass.
That's going to be the fifth on Jordan Bartlett. Three subs come in as Maggie Turber comes out. Audra Steinfurt comes out. Delana Merck come out. Into the game for the and Torber as well as Olivia Scala. First free throw by Vermitten is missed. One more coming up here for the sophomore, Boz. This is a very, if there's some key seniors on this roster for Valley Heights, but good balance with some youth as well.
Yeah.
Second toss by Vermitten is good. She's got 6, 1 point shy of her season average. 2:12 to go in this one, 51-25. Nemaha Valley Heights with the lead. The purple, man, I'm telling you, the purple is messing with my brain right
up
now
tonight.
2 minutes even to go, 51-25. The Stangs with the lead. Rory Miles with a running shot for Bennington. She's got 9. Now the Mustangs with the basketball and a foul called here on Taylee Watson, and that's going to be her 5th.
Well, you can see how Rory Miles, you know, we talked about her in pregame. She had 20 points and 10 steals in their first round game, and you can see she's got some skills. She knows how to score the ball. Just it hadn't been her night tonight.
Mass substitutions for Bennington as Coach Pifo is emptying out his bench as Riley Benine, comes in. Erica Kane, Alyssa Wolf, Addison Gillett all come in off the bench with Madison Simmons for the Bulldogs. Mia Vermitten at the free throw line buries the first. She now has as many as her season average. Looking for one more here. As Lindsey Gray waits to check in, and she'll get to do so. As Vermitten makes the second, Mia will come out of the game. Lindsey Gray in for the first time, and how about 5'10 sophomore Josie Parker checking in as well for the Mustangs.
Yeah, you mentioned there are some key pieces on this Valley Heights team, but boy, they've got some really good youth coming up.
We've got overtime in the semifinal game before Centralia Troy, so no rush for us to get out of this one. We will send you to Centralia Troy here in just a little bit. That game in overtime now. Baseline drive here for the Bulldogs. Off the rim, no. Out of bounds off of Valley Heights. Paige Miller into the game for Valley Heights. And coming out will be Olivia Scala, as in for the first time, Avery Stevenson, 5 foot freshman, into the game for the Mustangs. The running shot up and through by Riley Benign, 5'7 freshman. Talk about a youthful team as well from Bennington, Buzz. Just a handful of seniors on their roster as well. Valley Heights with the basketball. There's Lindsey Gray. See if we can get one of these other Mustangs in the score column, shall we? Josie Parker at the high post, trying to find down low to Stevenson, who can't hang on to it. Saved in from the baseline by Paige Miller, but right to the Bulldogs. 45 seconds, all that remains in this one. 53-29, Valley Heights has never trailed in this game. Led by as many as 26. The lead is 24 right now, and a turnover on Bennington. Turnover number 19?
20.
20. Even 20.
Yeah, they had 14 in the first half. They only had 6 in the second half. Bennington done a much better job taking care of the ball.
Justin Miller to handle it here for the Stangs. Gets it off left wing to Lindsey Gray. Now Stevenson kicks it right corner now to Tessa Miller. 25 seconds to go, and a ball free on the deck. We got somebody on the boundary. Turnover on Valley Heights. Turnover number 13 in the game now for the Mustangs. And the Valley Heights faithful initiating the I Believe That We Will Win chant. Boz, that probably could have been started in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Here's Tessa Miller. Run out opportunity coming up here for Valley Heights. A layup missed by Avery Stevenson. Had a great opportunity there.
Frustrated. Smacked her hands on her legs like, doggone it. Had a layup. Has to get on the scorebook.
21 turnovers now on Bennington. 8 seconds, all that's left. Bennington, will they put up a final shot here at the buzzer? They will, and it's not going to go in. Your final score, Valley Heights, 53, Bennington, 29. The Lady Stangs move on to the 2A Substate Championship game on Saturday. We'll summarize during our P Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Coming up after this, where we will pick our Farmer State Bank player to bank on. It's all coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
And back here, the Alma Wabunsee Substate Semifinal goes the way of none other than the top seed, Valley Heights Lady Mustangs, improving now to 17-5 on the season, 53-29 victorious over the Bennington Bulldogs. They'll take on the winner of Salina Sacred Heart Wabunsee, which game will get started here in just a little bit here in Wabunsee. Jake Spaulding joined by Chris Boswell. Back in the studios, Captain Kurt Kilman. And we're joined now by our Farmers State Bank Player to Bank On, presented by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Farmers State Bank, timeless values with modern banking. Ava Smith, 13 points on the night. And Ava, thanks for taking a few minutes with us, but I wanted to ask you, what drives your energy when you're out there on the basketball court?
Just knowing that we need that energy to win the game. Like, everyone needs to put in their 100% effort and to win this game. So that's what drives me, knowing that my effort is needed, and so is Maggie's and Mia's and all the starters and everyone who touches the floor. So.
No doubt. You guys have a great defensive mindset, and that's what Coach Brockerman talked to us about all season long with your squad, is that defense turns into offense for you, and that was so important in that first half. That's what allowed you guys to get to that 21-point lead, and you really never looked back. How important is it for you guys in practice to work so hard on that defensive side?
Oh, my gosh. Beginning of the season, that is all we did. That is all we did. Defensive slides, making sure our closeout's there so we don't get beat. That was really stressed to us at the beginning of the season. So just keeping that going, even through postseason, has really helped us, and it's got us to where we are today.
How tough is it to have that one game at a time mentality right now? Is, you know, you get the opening round win to move on over Republic County. Now you beat Bennington. You're going to watch this game, I'm assuming, here tonight to see you take on next. Why is it important to have that one game at a time focus, knowing now you're one game away from state?
Well, just having that mindset, it gets you to that win. Because if we think about two games ahead, then, I mean, the next game's not promised. So we just have to think about the next opponent and who we're going to beat and how we're going to beat them.
I love that. I love that phrase you just used, the next opponent, who we're going to beat.
Yep,
because
that's
a winning mindset. And Coach Brockerman's had a winning mindset and culture here for your guys' squad at Valley Heights for some years. How important is it for you girls as you take on whoever you take on next to keep that same energy level that you came out with in this game?
Our culture at Valley Heights is amazing. Our coaches don't build us up. Especially Coach Brockerman, he is always on us. If we're making a mistake, he is very, very constructive criticism. It's never like, oh, you need to do this. It's like how you can fix it. And I feel like that's helped me and a lot of my teammates a lot this season, and that's why we are so successful.
Well, Ava, congratulations on a great game tonight, season to this point. Good luck on Saturday, and we hope to see you in Dodge City next week.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Ava Smith of the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs. She is our Farmers State Bank Player to Bank On tonight, presented by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Modern banking with timeless values about the Farmers State Bank. 13 points on the night for Ava Smith. Again, she is our Farmers State Bank Player to Bank On here tonight. Boss, go ahead. You got your final statistics all rounded out there?
Yeah, just a few stats that kind of stand out to me. Tonight was Valley Heights night. They shot 46% from the field. Defensively, they were amazing. They held Bennington to 21% field goal percentage in that entire game. Just a fantastic defensive effort. They out-rebounded Bennington 21-14. They took care of the ball for the most part. They had 15 turnovers. They forced 20 turnovers from Bennington. The one area we talked about, they were 14 of 28 from the free throw line, so I'm sure Coach Brockerman's going to work on some free throws, try to get that percentage up a little bit. And I did want to mention, you know, you said Ava Smith, player of the game. I took some notes here. Audra Steinfurt.
Yeah.
If you would have let me pick, I would have gone with two players of the game because I always
do. Because you like doing co. I get it.
Hey, Audra Steinfurt had a fantastic game. And
She had 11 points on the night, so she was productive offensively, but the biggest contribution she had was on the defensive end. They were outsized. Bennington had some tall girls, and she was in the post. She's a 5'6 defender, but she was fronting the post nonstop, not allowing the easy entry pass. Just a fantastic game by Audra Steinford as well.
All right, so again, our Farmer State Bank player to bank on Ava Smith, our honorable mention.
There you go.
You good with that?
I'm good with that.
Honorable mention from Valley Heights, Audra Steinford. Again, only averages 4 points a game.
Yeah.
Coming into the contest, scores 11 tonight. Other scorers tonight from Valley Heights, 10 points for Maggie Turber, with two of those coming in the second half for her. 4 points for Tessa Miller, 8 for Delana Merck, 10 for Audra's, or 11 for Audra Steinford, as mentioned, 13 for Ava Smith, and then 8 for Mia Vermetten. Leading the way for Bennington, nobody in double figures, Rory Miles with 9, and then it drops down to 6 for Ava Lawson, all from the free throw line, 4 from Tamron Watson, 3 for Kaylin Jilka, and then 2 each for Riley Benign, Chloe Dossett, Haley Watson, and then a free throw for Alyssa Wolf. Final score again here from this one, 53-29, Vaz, and this Valley Heights team, I think they got all the pieces to push to next week.
Yeah, they absolutely do. And the thing that, the reason why I feel really confident, obviously we're going to watch these other two games and kind of see what they bring to the table, but anytime you are a very strong defensive team, you really up your odds to advance. And that's what I think Valley Heights, that's their identity. That's their mentality of strong defense, pressure defense, full court, zone press, man press. They rely on their defense, and that's going to carry them a long ways.
And once again, Valley Heights improves to 17-5 on the season. The top seed in the sub-state, again, they will take on the winner of Salina Sacred Heart and Wabunsee. But Valley Heights, I don't know if it matters who their next opponent is. If we learned anything from our conversation with Coach Brockstrom throughout the year, and then just keep talking with Ava Smith, it's all about what they do, not what their opponents do.
Yeah, they don't worry about their opponent. I mean, obviously they scout and they look for tendencies and they prepare defensively for what the other team's going to run on the offensive side of things. But that's it. I mean, they're not worried about all the different things that they need to do with somebody else. They're just going to worry about themselves. They're going to look at little things they can do defensively to make themselves better. And I'm really excited to see what happens on Saturday.
24-point win for the Mustangs. They win it 53-29. We're going to get you over to Donovan County, Buzz. We've got a good one coming up next. It's Troy and Centralia, Twin Valley League foes in the semifinal round of Substate on the guys' side up there. That game, we saw that first one in person.
Yeah.
We know that could be a firework game.
Absolutely. Just two teams just absolutely battling. A lot on the line right now.
Kirk Hillman back in the studio for my partner, Chris Boswell. This is Jake Spaulding. I'm going to send it back to you, Captain Kirk Hillman. We got a 2-minute break, and when you come back here on live radio, baby, we've got Centralia Troy from Donovan West. Again, your final score here. Valley Heights wins at 53-29. Kirk, take it away. We've got Donovan County coming to you next.